Right now, using nothing but the power of your conscious intention, you can decide to think positively, to focus on new possibilities, to face your fears, to pursue what really matters, to do the right thing, to create, to be successful. You can decide that tomorrow gets to be better than today. Isn't that the most mind-blowing privilege? Be conscious. Know yourself. Identify mental blocks and work to remove them. Release negativity. Set a goal. Achieve it. Then, do it all over again. Whatever you choose to do with this unbelievable gift called your life, understand that it starts with something simple: your conscious awareness of your inborn right to think deliberately and with intention. Luck certainly has something to do with success, and we'd be lying to ourselves if we said that privilege didn't have something to do with it too. But no matter what happens, nothing can take away your ability to choose your response to any of it. You are always in complete control of what goes on in your own head, always a sovereign, active agent, if you choose to be, that is. Let's consider an example. A young graduate starts a new job. Unfortunately, there's some friction early on, and the new employee quickly fails at an important task, which costs the company huge amounts of money. Rather than admit his mistake, though, the employee delays alerting management, stuck in indecision about what to do. He can't stand knowing that he's messed up and will be reprimanded by his employers or worse. He tries to hide his mistake at first, and then, when he realizes he can't, he falls into a deep depression, knowing that people will question his competency. He starts to feel bad about himself, wishing he'd never taken the job. He used to be at the top of his class. He's a genius, really. The more he thinks about it, the more he realizes it's his superiors who are in the wrong. It was their fault for giving him the assignment, their faulty software, their lack of oversight. When a meeting is held to discover what went wrong, the employee is almost hostile to the rest of his team. Seeing this, management are understandably not pleased, and things only get worse and worse for the employee. The employee, in this example, has demonstrated all the pitfalls that come with a lack of conscious intention. Can you see his inability to take responsibility, to be flexible, to become consciously aware of his own role in the unfolding of his life? First, his inability to bear discomfort leads him to delay admitting to his mistake. His fixed mindset and closed-mindedness cause him to react with stubbornness and indignation rather than looking at the situation neutrally and asking what he can honestly do to improve the matter. Because he's in a purely reactive and passive frame of mind, he wastes time in indecision, never quite knowing how to get out of his predicament. Finally, when he does act, he doesn't take ownership of his actions and resorts to self-delusion and blame. Not only does this make it impossible for him to learn from his mistakes and genuinely become better at his work, but it alienates him from his colleagues and makes the consequences of his original mistake so much worse. Throughout this example, the employee is merely reacting, responding unconsciously, always on the back foot. He never stops to ask himself, "What am I doing here? What is my role and my full scope of action? What do I want here, and how can I achieve that?" Consider how things could have played out differently. A new employee messes up at work, badly. They feel panicked at first, but quickly realize that they have the power to shape the outcome depending on how they choose to behave from that moment on. They look at all possible courses of action and realize that owning up to the mistake as quickly as possible will reflect the best on them. Before they do this, though, they take a deep breath and realize it's going to be uncomfortable. They're going to feel embarrassed, and it's going to be unpleasant to have everyone angry at them. They may even be fired, but they are in control of themselves, what they say, and what they do. They quickly own up to the mistake and follow up with some realistic suggestions for what they can do to remedy the situation. They bear the anger and disappointment with humility, accepting full responsibility. They act immediately to do the right thing. They might have been a star student in university, but clearly they have a lot to learn, so they commit to seeking the help of more experienced colleagues to learn a few things, even though this will take their ego down a peg. Sure, the situation